You didn't leave your department. You didn't go wandering the factory. And I had a lady who worked for me in later years who worked in our cup shop for nearly 40 years. When I asked her later on, much later in her career, to go over to one of my painting departments, she didn't know where it was. She'd been here 40 years, didn't know where the certain painting department was.
I thought I'd never find my way around. It was like a rabbit warren, really. You know, corridors everywhere, and I really thought, oh, I should soon get lost.
All these lovely little tiny holes where people used to go and sit and illegally read the paper, they'll all disappear. Because prior to the time I started the factory, the youngest person in the engraving department was detailed to read the newspaper for an hour every morning to avoid having all the others read the paper and waste time.
I thought it very queer that the cup shop was right up the yard and the kiln was so far away and everything had to be carried.
I actually physically carried it on a board. So you can imagine a few hundred pounds on my hand. And it was quite daunting to start off with, but afterwards, you just got used to it.
The bottleneck kiln was by the canal. They had these chaps, and they used to place this stuff on a sagger, as they call a sagger. And then they used to stick these saggers on top of one another, and they carried them on top of their head, and they balanced them up, and take them into the kiln, and then they used to stack them up in the kiln.
There were 31 kilns on site, and they ranged from the big ones at Portland, which were 50 metres long, gas-fired kilns, to the smaller electrical kilns, usually on the china decorating side, and the smallest would be about a cubic metre.
Now, when I first of all went there, our packing house, as far as export went, always packed in casks, vinegar barrels and wine barrels. It was absolutely incredible to watch the amount of items that they could get into a cask. It was out of this world.
Pieces used to fit in, cups into corners, and oval cask fours and round cask sixes and sevens and all the rest of it. It was packed properly, making sure that the edges don't touch, because if you've got edges of porcelain touching, they get chipped.
Every time they bought a model out or a figurine, the box had to be designed to do it. If you sent figurines by post, which you could do a lot of them, well, there was a set of wooden stairs out of the back of the rich room. You'd carton it up, roll it down the stairs, so as if the postman dropped it, you could prove to the postman, like, it was safe when it left you.